The waitress, "You don't have peas here, do you?"
"Only if you want them,"
the waitress replied, grinning.
"Not really,"
Benny said.
"Did Thomas Jefferson build this building, too?"
He was afraid he'd have to eat peas if Mr. Jefferson had founded the College Inn restaurant.
"Not to my knowledge, honey," the waitress said in her soft drawl. "What'll you folks have this evening?"
The children ordered hamburgers, french fries, and milk. Grandfather and Althea decided on large Greek salads and iced tea.
"We'll have some of Mr. Jefferson's famous ice cream for dessert," Althea said, teasing Benny.
"Good idea,"
Benny said. Ice cream tasted better than peas any day. Jesse glanced around the room. College students drew up extra chairs to the small tables. She wondered what interesting subjects they were talking about. Then her gaze fell on a familiar pair. Jesse stiffened when she recognized Marlene Sanders with Roscoe Janney. Althea saw them too.
"What is my great-nephew doing with that real estate woman?"
"Real estate woman?" Jesse asked. "Do you know her?"
At that moment, Roscoe spotted the Aldens and his great-aunt. He stood up, tossed a few bills on the table, and left the restaurant.
"What's with him?"
Henry wanted to know.
"Good question," Althea said. "Roscoe has never been this rude to me before. I wonder..."
If Roscoe Janney was suddenly shy, Marlene Sanders was not. She fixed her lipstick, rubbed some lotion on her hands, then closed her purse. Wearing a phony smile, she came over to their table.
"Mrs. Randolph," she greeted. "Mr. Alden."
She didn't look at the Alden children.
"Althea, have you thought over my offer?"
Althea raised her chin.
"Ms. Sanders, I have no intention of selling Peacock Hall to your firm."
Marlene shook her head.
"You're making a big mistake. We've made you a very generous offer. I know for a fact your taxes are due Friday, and you don't have the money."
"You don't know everything about my business affairs," Althea stated.
"Well, I do know that on Saturday, Peacock Hall will be auctioned, and my company will pick it up for a song, and you won't have a dime."
With that, Marlene Sanders stalked away.
"That woman almost makes me forget I'm a lady," Althea said.